Yeah.
Hanukkah starts Tuesday at sundown. With the Festival of Lights comes one of the most enjoyable holiday traditions, eating foods fried in oil. Yes. Jelly donuts rank high on that list of delectable fried treats. Dan Pashman and Mark Garrison, who are the brains behind the Sporkful podcast, are here to talk about donuts in all their festive variations for this special Hanukkah edition of Last Chance Foods. Welcome back to WNYC, Dan.
Hi.
And Mark.
Hello.
So, fried foods, not exactly the healthiest option, Dan, but done because of the connection of oil to Hanukkah.
That's right. The story of Hanukkah goes back to they were rededicating the temple, and they thought they only had enough oil to burn for one night, and the oil lasted eight miraculous nights. So oil, central to the Hanukkah story. And here in the U.S. and in the New York area, I think most people, when they think of Hanukkah, the first food they think of is the potato pancake or potato latke. But actually, in Israel, the most common Hanukkah food is donuts, and most commonly there, jelly donuts, or as they call them there, sufganiyot, which translates as oil sponges.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And indeed, many donuts of the lesser variety can be oil sponges. Mark, you guys were tweeting about doing research for this conversation we're having. How many jelly donuts did you eat? Did you find any favorites?
Yeah, we tried a lot, and that was painful research. I know Dan will attest to that.
Part of the job.
But being in New York, we have the good fortune that we have both, you know, interesting new donuts that people are creating, and also we have great traditional donuts as well. But on the new realm, Donut Plant on the Lower East Side, they do a square donut that still has a hole in it, but it's kind of designed so that you can have, instead of like one big glob of jelly or cream in the middle, you have a jelly that's in a ring, a tube inside, so each bite has an equal amount of jelly and it doesn't spill over. So it's a nice little innovation that you can get when you're in New York.
And any nouveau flavors you're finding or that you yourselves are experimenting with? Do either of you make donuts?
I have done it. I think the difficulty of making donuts is you have to deal with the oil and it takes some time. So I always say if you're going to do it, if you have like a free Saturday or free Sunday and some time and also some friends you can invite over to eat them and hopefully help you clean up, because you are going to be dealing with the oil and that. But it can be a lot of fun, and you can experiment with the glazes and the flavors when you do that.
And the nouveau flavors, Dan, any of them ringing your bell?
Well, one of the ones that I'm seeing pop up around the city quite a lot is the creme brulee donut.
I would say a good, if you want to find a place that does the classics well, and they do some interesting flavors as well, but you go to Greenpoint, Brooklyn and Peter Pan Donuts. It's been there for a long time. They're absolutely delicious. And I see Anne, you're a fan.
Yeah, I found that place and went there way too many times.
Yeah, they do the classics well. You can have a great glazed donut, chocolate donut, whatever it is you like. And they also do honey dip and some apple crumb donuts, which I recommend. And in the summer, when it's hot outside, they will make you a donut-based ice cream sandwich, which is, you know, not the healthiest option, but it's a good case of donut innovation.
Yeah, a real filler. You guys are masters of creative food concoctions. What are your thoughts? I mean, you mentioned, Mark, the ice cream donut sandwich. What are your thoughts of donuts used as sandwich bread?
We've done some of that, and I think that's the case where yeast is superior. And there are some people who have made the donut cheeseburgers and done that. And I recommend, if you're going to do that, the way I found it works best, if you can actually grill the donut a little bit. You have a glazed donut.
Are you kidding me?
And it's going to caramelize the sugar on the outside. And so again, you'll have a nice kind of crisp crunch, and then you penetrate that, and then you have the cheeseburger, or the bacon cheeseburger, as I've done it before.
Anything you recommend, Dan, doing creatively with your donut?
I have a couple of Hanukkah-related sandwiches that I've invented. I have one called the Hanukkah Miracle, which involves two potato latkes with a chicken schnitzel in the middle. And that's called the Hanukkah Miracle because it looks so good, you think you're going to eat it all in one bite, but then it lasts eight miraculous bites. And then also you can take a yeast donut, slice it in half, and put a potato pancake inside. It combine the sort of American Jewish Hanukkah tradition and the Israeli Jewish Hanukkah tradition. And I think
apple cider donut with a little sour cream filling, maybe?
Delicious.
I'm tasting it already. Dan Pashman and Mark Garrison are the voices behind the Sporkful food podcast and blog. Find it at sporkful.com. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
To learn more and to get the Sporkful recipe for a potato latke donut sandwich, yes, we have a recipe for that. Click on culture at WNYC.org. We also want to know your favorite holiday cookie. Send us favorite seasonal sweets, snapshots, and recipes on our website. I also blog about food. You will find that under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.